Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. While you remain on your feet, while we present our pastor, put your hands together for the Reverend Dennis Gardner. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God some more praise. And you may be seated this morning. Glory to God. It's a pleasure to be in the house of the Lord to give God praise and to glorify his name. Amen. It's been a rough week. Amen. But God always makes a way of escape for us. And he allows us to come into his presence with praise and with thanksgiving as we glorify his name. This morning, we're going to go back to the basics. Somebody say basics.
Basics.
Amen. Say it again, one more time. Basics. The source is what we call it. The source. The word source means point of origin, one that causes, creates, or initiates, or the maker, one that supplies information. The name of the message this morning is called, Who is Your Source? Look at your neighbor and ask him, Who is your source? Open your Bibles to the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter. Today we're going to look at our source. Remember, our source is what? He is the point of origin. He is the one that causes, creates, or initiates. Or he is the maker, amen, one that supplies information and meets needs. The 6th chapter in the 25th verse, I know this is one of the most read scriptures in the word of God. It says, There I say unto you, take no thought for your life what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body for what ye shall put on. And is not life more than meat, and body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father does what? Feedeth them. Glory to God. Are ye not much more better than they? Are you? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take thee thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what withal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient in today is the evil thereof. Source. God is our source. We're spending so much time wondering and being concerned about how we're going to get this and how this is going to be done and how that's going to be taken care of and where the finances are going to come and where the healing is going to take place and where the deliverance is going to come and how God's going to move, when God said all you've got to do is seek him first. And everything that you could possibly need will be added or put forth onto you. Look at the scenario that is going on here. It says, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink. What it's talking about is the mindset. Don't allow your mindset or your mind to be consumed about what you're going to eat or what you shall wear. Remember, your life is no longer yours, but you've been bought with a price. You now live by faith. You can't live by faith if you're continually trying to work things out for yourself. He's telling them, take no thought. Don't consider. Don't worry about it. Don't be not careful or full of care. We are so full of care that we have forgotten that he is the Almighty. We have so full of care we have forgotten his promises. We are so full of care, we have forgotten the promises and the prophecies that he has made unto us. Sometimes in the midst of trouble, you have to find a way to stand on the promise that God has given you. This is one of God's promises that he gave to us. He said, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor what your body, what you shall put on. It is not the life more meat and the body than the raiment. He's saying, you are more important than any other thing that he has ever created or made. So why would you be concerned about what you shall eat when God can take care of it? Why would you be concerned about what you shall wear when God will take care of it? Why should you be concerned on which way you shall go when God will take care of it? Why should you be concerned on how you shall clothe? God will take care of it. He wants us to come back to a place where we put our confidence and our faith solely in him. See, we've taken our faith away from God and we put it in ourselves. We've taken our confidence away from God and we put it in ourselves. We put it in ourselves because we think that we can do it better than God can do it, because we can see what we can do, but we can't see what God can do. I'm telling you today, loose it, let it go, give it back to God, put it back into his hands, give it back into his heart. All ye that are heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. You need rest in your mind today? Whatever it is that's persecuting you, give it to God. Whatever it is that's afflicting you, give it to God. Whatever it is that's against you, give it to God. Whatever it is that you need and you've been praying God for, give it to God. And God will make your need and meet your need, and God will provide. We've come too far not to realize that he is who he is, and that all things that he's promised us, he is more than able to bring it to pass. But he can't bring it to pass if you're standing in the way. Hallelujah. Jesus said, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, neither gather in the barns, yet their heavenly Father feedeth them. I mean, they eat all the time. They don't sow. It's not like they go out and sow crops. They don't go out and sow corn. They don't go out and sow mustard greens and all this stuff. They don't go out and sow it. So if they don't sow anything, it's impossible for them to reap everything. But the heavenly Father does what? Creates what they have need of that they may eat. I guarantee you, you'll never see a starved bird around here. There's always something for them to eat, one way or another. And we think that we have something to do with it, but you really don't. You think because you throw all that bread out there and feed those pigeons that that's the only way they have to live? I got news for you. If you never throw another piece of bread out there, they shall survive. Because God will not go back on his word. God said they don't have to sow, neither do they reap, but I will reap, meet their needs. So he says, if I'll meet their needs, God is your source. If God is your source and he is able to meet their need, why can't he meet your need? Well, there's a slight difference. The difference is the birds that God is taking care of, they're not toiling about what they shall eat. Oh, see? They're not toiling about what they shall eat. When you are, you're concerned about what you shall eat. You're concerned about what you shall wear. Whereas the bird is not concerned. He goes wherever the wind leads him. You've got to start going wherever God's wind leads you. Oh, y'all don't hear me this morning. God is our source of life. God is our point or origin. He is the one that causes. He is the one that creates. Whatever it is in your life that you need, if you'll stand on the word of God, God will create it for you. My. He says, the heavenly Father feedeth them, and yea, much more better. If you are much better than them, why are you worried? We all stressed out, bent out of shape, crying and whining because things ain't going the way we want them to go. Well, there's a secret to all that. The Bible says if you seek God, you can't seek God if you're murmuring. You can't seek God if your belly aching. You can't seek God if you're backbiting. You can't seek God if you're whining. There's only one way you can go to God, and that's go to him humbly and boldly. My. Which of you, by taking thought, who of you mind is so strong and so brilliant and so concise that you can change your cubit, that you can change your stature, that you can make yourself taller, or if you want to get deep, real deep into stature, that you can change your character and who you are in God. Who has so much wisdom and knowledge that you have the ability to change yourself? Every time I tried to change myself, it went backwards. But when I let God do it, it pushed me forward. Because anytime you get into changing yourself, you're changing yourself in a fleshly way. And when you change yourself in a fleshly way, the Bible says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You will not be blessed by God doing the things in your flesh. Amen. Oh, y'all don't want to hear this message this morning. One do. Amen. That's good enough. And why take thee thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. I mean, the lilies of the field, they're out there just swaying, and the wind is blowing them. They're not worried. They're not messed up because they understand this. Without having a brain and without having knowledge and understanding, they do know one thing, that wherever the wind takes them, they will continue to do what? Grow. They will continue to grow. You have to realize something. Whatever you go through, if you put your hands and your faith in God, God will cause you to continue to grow. You will continue to mature. You will continue to be strong in the things of God. Your faith will be enlightened and your heart will be strong. All you got to do is put your faith and your confidence in God, which we don't want to do because we think God takes too long. Oh, my God, my God. Am I going slow enough? Yes. So the lilies of the field, they consider not the lilies of the field. Consider carefully what they do. And yet I say unto you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Solomon in all his wisdom and his knowledge and his power and his blessing that he had was not arrayed as one of these. Why? Because these lilies have totally depended upon God. Well, Solomon depended upon his own wisdom and his own strength and his own pleasure treasures and his own things, where God, the lilies have to totally depend on God. The birds have to totally depend on God. They depend on God for what they eat. They depend on God for the wind that blows that allows them to fly to the heights that they fly. You have to depend on the Lord so that you can fly to the heights that you need to fly. The Bible says, mount up with wings as an eagle and soar into the east. Why? You have to soar into the midst of your storm. You can't keep sitting where you are, waiting on God to come and belly wash you and clean you and get you ready. You got to move right into the midst of your problem and say unto your problem, my God is bigger than your problem. My God is greater than this situation. My God is more powerful than this affliction. My God is greater than this sickness. My God got all this under control, because he said, if I didn't worry about it, he'd take care of it. If I didn't complain about it, he'd take care of it. If I didn't murmur about it, he would take care of it. So here it is, Lord God. I'm giving it all to you. Here's my trouble in finances. Here's my trouble in my body. Here's my trouble in my mind. Here's my trouble in my home. Here's my trouble on my job. Here's my trouble in my spirit. Here it is. I'm laying it before you. And when you lay it before God, then you put it in God's hand. Then God now has the responsibility of moving for you. Oh, glory to God. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall not he not much more clothe you? We're so worried about things. We got to have things. Not realizing that whatever it is you have, God gave it to you in the first place. And if he wants you to have more, he will give you more. But what he wants you to do is do what? Seek him. Seek the kingdom of God. Seek Christ. Find out about Jesus. Learn of him. Find out what he's about. Find out who he is. Find out about the power and the authority and the deity of God. Find out about his character and his nature and what it is to you. He said, oh, ye of little faith. I can't believe, Jesus said, I can't believe that you don't have the faith to believe that I can clothe you. You can believe God for this, but you can't believe God for that. Didn't God bless you in one circumstance? Doesn't that teach you and give you the understanding that he's more than able to do it in another?
Amen.
Some folks scare me. If God healed you once, how come he can't heal you again? If he blessed you once, how come he can't bless you twice? Oh, y'all not listening. If he delivered you once, how come he can't deliver you twice? Whatever it is you're going through today, if God did it once, he can do it again. He says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whitherall shall we be clothed? For after all these things that the Gentiles seek, are we running after? We're running after riches, and we're running. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I'm about to get myself in trouble now. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Maybe y'all ought to sit down. Oh, we're running after all kind of stuff. Well, we've been prophesied. We're going to be millionaires. Are you a millionaire yet? Are you close to being a millionaire? Do you even think about being a millionaire? How about being blessed? Physically, spiritually, and financially. God can't make a lot of folks millionaires because they lose out on God. We're running after all kinds of things except for the kingdom of God. Oh, getting ready to get hot in here. We're running after men and we're running after women. Instead of running after God. Father, we need you. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that which you have need of, because God searches the intents of a man's heart. God already done searched your heart and knows what you have need of. God's done searched your heart and know what you need. God searched your heart and know what he needs to give you. God searched your heart and know what he needs to provide for you. God searched your heart and know what need he needs to meet for you. God searched your heart already. Therefore, he already knows what you have need of. What he wants you to do is to seek him with diligence. Seek him in love. Seek him in authority. Seek him with power. Seek him with humility. Let him know that your heart is his, that your mind is his, that your soul is his, that your spirit is his. And when God begins to see that, you'll see things start to change around for you. You go, Lord, why is this happening to me? Lord, why is that happening to me? Have you ever sat and think and thought about it for a second? Maybe you stop praying. Maybe you stop fasting. Maybe you start studying to show yourself approved. Maybe it's on your part and not his part.
Amen.
He knoweth. And all have things we need. All the things we need, he already know. But if you read all of this, it comes down to the 33rd verse. It says, but do what? Seek. It says, seek. The word seek means to strive after. Push for. Look for. First. That's the word right there, the word first. Strive after first the kingdom of God. How many hear me? Strive after first the kingdom of God. Not second. First. Not when you get through washing your car, but first. Not when you get through cooking those collard greens, but first. Not when you get through going to the ball game, but first. Not when you get through going to bowling, but first. Seek after God first. God here is the God, a revelation God, the revealed God. The God has the ability to make himself manifest and to reveal unto you the things that you have need of in your life and the way that you should go. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. We know that the kingdom represents Christ because Christ is the kingdom. John said, for behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. He was talking about Jesus. The kingdom of God is Jesus. Seek ye first Jesus. Find out about Jesus. And if you find out about Jesus and you learn that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, and it's the power of God, and it's the life of God that has come to give you life and life everlasting. It's the power of God that come to give you joy that'll strengthen you. It's the life of God to come to upstand you, to make you stand strong, and to give you the ability to strive for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. It's Christ Jesus that has come. But you got to seek after. The word seek means you have to go forward. You have to strive after. Stop backstroking and keep moving forward. I know the wind is blowing, but keep moving forward. I know there's storms in front of you, but keep moving forward. I know there's walls that have erected themselves, but keep moving forward. You have to keep moving forward. Let nothing stop you from pressing into that which God has already ascertained for you, already spoken for you, already prophesied for you. But you got to do what? You got to seek first the kingdom of God. Sometimes you got to seek first before your wife. You got to seek first before your husband. You got to seek first before your children. You got to seek first before your loved ones. You got to seek first before your friends. You got to seek God first. And when you seek God first and God looks down in your heart and see that you put him first, then he'll start adding stuff unto you. You need a new car, seek God. You need a new home, seek God. You need finances, seek God. Whatever it is you need in your life, you seek God. And the Bible says he will add it unto you. You think it's wrong? Look at Job. Job lost everything, but he kept seeking God. He said, I will not curse my God, and I will lay down, and I will seek my God. And because Job did that, God began to do what? Add unto him. And the good thing about God adding unto you, Tim, is that when he adds unto you, he will add unto you things that you need. Not things that eventually you'll have to discard. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, which is the life and the nature and the character of God, and his righteousness. What is his righteousness? His righteousness is Christ's righteousness. It's right being upright with God by standing on the word of God, by hearing, being a doer of the word and not a hearer only. That's what this is. By faith cometh by the hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All this takes us back to the word of God. If you seek God first, you got to do it according to the word of God. And if you do it according to the word of God, then God will add things unto you, and you will recognize that the kingdom of God is not up in heaven, but it's right here. And you're dwelling in the kingdom of God, because wherever Jesus is his kingdom. So if you his righteousness and all these things shall be. I like the word shall, because it's a Hebrewism for it is sure to. Most certainly will happen. Listen to that. If you seek God, if you put God first in whatever it is that you're doing, all your endeavors, your lifestyle, God will add unto you things that you don't even know that you need, but God knows you need them. God will add unto you things that you have prayed about that you haven't seen manifest. God will add unto you healing in your body. God will add unto you strength in your body. God will add unto you joy in your spirit. God will add unto you the things that you need. God will add unto you more faith to believe God for the circumstance that you're going through. God will add unto you humility for the persecution that is put upon you. God will add unto you not just things that you can hand on to, but things that you need in your spirit. God will add unto you what you have need of so that you can stand and fight the good fight of faith, so that you can run this race with patience, so that you can look up and realize that you everything that God has ordained for you is about to come to pass. But you have to position yourself, and how you position yourself is by seeking first the kingdom of God, putting God first, putting Jesus first, putting his characteristics first, putting his nature first, putting his lifestyle first, putting his walk first, putting his talk first, putting his works first. When you do that, then you will find out that things that God will give you, that's why the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. But listen, you don't have to worry about not getting anything that's good in your heart, because if you delight yourself in God, that means that your heart will be pure. My God. God will add a shall. Therefore, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. Folks, worrying about tomorrow. You don't even know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. Hallelujah. All you know when you go to bed at night, if you don't, you should. Ask the Father to forgive you of anything that you might have done during that day that might have offended, hurt anybody, broke up anybody, done anything that might have caused sin in your life. Ask God to forgive you and go to sleep, because you don't know whether you're going to wake up that next morning and anything could possibly happen. Folks are asleep and cars are running through their homes. Folks are asleep and carbon monoxide is killing them. Folks are asleep and fires are burning up. Folks are asleep and gas things are blowing up under them. But I got news for you. If you put yourself in the hands of God and you present yourself to God as a living sacrifice, God said, I will keep you. I will protect you. I will add these things. And you know another thing that I'm excited about that God will add unto you? God will add unto you life. They say you can't live. It's a lie. If you seek first the kingdom of God, God will add unto you life. These things that you need, they say you can't make it. God will add unto you so you can make it. They say you can't run. God will add it unto you so you can run. Why? Because you put God first. You put yourself on the sideline and you sought God first. You put things aside and you sought God first. I'm telling you, folks, you want to be blessed? Seek God. You want to be healed? Seek God. You want to be delivered? Seek God. You want your financial blessing? Seek God. You want to see God open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing you cannot contain? Seek God. You want to see God bless you from the earth, in your strength, in your body. Seek God. Whatever it is you need from God, you need to start putting him first. Seek him first. Let all those troubles and trials and tribulations that's coming against you, to persecute you, to tear you down, to rip you apart, put them and give them in the hands of God and begin to seek God. Oh, boy. Because if you seek God, there's only one thing that you're going to do. When you see God, my God, my God, you stir up him. You stir his heart up. You stir up the gift of the living God. So I'm telling you today, I'm advising you today, whatever you're doing, you put God first. You put God first. Don't let God be your co-pilot. Let him be your pilot. Because as long as he's, listen to me, folks put on their bumper stickers on their cars that which they believe. So if you got a bumper sticker on your car that says God is my co-pilot, take it off and put on there God is my pilot. Because if he the co-pilot, that means you the pilot, and I'm scared of you. I want God to be my pilot. I want him to be my leader. I want him to be my guide. I want to be my truth and my righteousness. I want to be all things unto me. Therefore, I've got to do what? I've got to seek God. Why? Because if you seek God, he is your source. If you follow after God, he is your source. If you listen to God, he is your source. If you hear to God, he is your source. If you commit yourself to God, he is your source. If you live according to his concepts, you are, he is your source. How many want God to be your source today? He has got to be your source. Remember, the source does what? The source gives. The source creates. The Lord source, Reverend man makes for. The source is all the ability, the power. The source is the light, the spirit of life that comes forth to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. He said, I come to give you life that you might have it more abundantly. And I want abundant life. Why? Because I realize that Jesus is my source. My source ain't my money. My source ain't this church. My source ain't this building. My source ain't my car. But my source is my God. My source ain't what I can get my hands on. My source ain't my clothes. My source ain't the other things, but my source is God. My source ain't things I like to do. My source ain't places I like to go, but my source is my God. My source ain't the thoughts that I think. My source ain't the songs that I sing, but my source is my God. And I know that my God is my source, and my source is my God. And if I allow my source to manifest itself from within this very vessel, then God's going to have his way in my life. Then it don't matter which way I go, I will be blessed. It don't matter if I stumble, I'll still be blessed. It don't matter if I back up, I'll still be blessed. It don't matter if I go blind, I'll still be blessed. If I can't hear, I'll still be blessed. If I can't speak again, I'll still be blessed. Because God is my source. He's my way maker. He's my deliverer. He's the one that brought me out. He's the wheel in the middle of a wheel. All I got to do is depend on my source. Who is my life? Who is my strength? Who is my joy? Who is my peace? Who is my faith? He is my source. Therefore, I got my faith in my source. Because Jesus is my source. There's nothing in possible unto him. Hallelujah. He is the source of life. The source of life. Whether you realize it or not, he is your point of origin. The one that causes, creates, and he initiates things in your life. So therefore, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight means to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. How many ready to be added unto? Glory to God. Everybody stand. My everything, he is my all. Help us sing it. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave his life for me, made everything new. He's my everything, none other will do. Thank you, Jesus. He's my everything, he is my. And small, he gave his life for me, made everything new. He is my everything. Ministers to come down here. We're going to pray for everyone in here this morning. If you like prayer, if you have an envelope that you're bringing back from a previous service, I want you to get it out and stand in this center aisle. If you have an envelope from a previous service, I want you to get it out and I want you to stand in this center aisle.
Hey, he gave his life for me.
He may stand in the center out.
Everything new. He is my everything. None other will do. He is my everything. He is my everything, both great and small.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's 23 people here this morning that can sow a seed of $23. I want you to get it out. I want you to get in this line behind Brother Larry. I want you to get it out. I want you to get in this line behind Brother Larry. God said these offerings that I'm raising by the power of God is going to help the people of God realize that God will sustain them and keep them because of the seeds that they're sowing. Sometimes God will rebuke the devourer for your sake when you give your tithe, but when you give your free will offering, God brings forth blessings out of nowhere unto you. And God said, I'm going to bless my people that stand and believe and trust in me and do the will of the Father. So I'm going to ask you today, if those 23 people to get out an offering of $23 and come stand in this center aisle.
Oh Lord. more.